Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. During the first segment of the show, we have been speaking about cholesterol.
Yes, welcome back. If you're just now joining us, we're having a show about cholesterol and what it really is and what it really does in your body. And we're talking about the different particle sizes and how important it is to know that information and how important it is to know your numbers. You don't know your number.
I don't. Like I said, you were chasing me around with the...
Yeah, but that was for your blood sugar.
I'm talking about
for your cholesterol. Your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. You need to know those numbers.
I have to always look over my shoulder, everyone.
I'm coming with a needle.
She's coming at me with a needle. She's always wanting to get... I do get testing. I go to the doctor regularly. However, Brenda B. is always like, oh, look what I found about this thing. You should get this number checked.
It's important.
Look at that number.
Let's
get this.
You know, it's important to know what's going on inside your body before you get into an issue. I mean, the thing with, you know, most people don't know that they even have heart disease until they have a heart attack.
True. Very true.
You know, or they don't know they have any type of problem unless they have a stroke. You don't want to get to that point.
And testing today, though, it is so simple. I mean, we've got testing where you can go to places like labtestingdirect.com or other facilities. You can come into Gulf Coast Nutrition and you can obtain the different kits, find out what, you know, just take a sample at home and then send it off to the lab and get your information back.
Yeah, make it very easy nowadays. You don't have to pay for a doctor's visit. And I'm not negating your doctor's
visit by
any means.
My whole point was that when your test results come back, they make it very easy today. You don't have to look up numbers and see ranges. You can look and say, oh, look, these are in the green. They're good. Oh, these numbers are in the red. They're bad. Let me take this to my doctor. Let me take a look at this. So,
sure.
You know, I know physicians that tell their patients, hey, you know what? Come back to see me once a year, but I want you to get your cholesterol checked 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that number, look at it, and if it's out of range, come in and see me. And if it's fine, don't bother. I mean, I see that so much today with so many physicians that it's commonplace. It is very commonplace. You don't have to go into your doctor, you know, many years ago, oh, I need a Band-Aid, let me go see my doctor, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, today...
I know, we've advanced quite a bit
yes.
nowadays. I guess we'll be treating ourselves soon, but I shouldn't say that.
Don't say that. No, but you look at the comparison. I mean, years ago, I'll use an example. A woman wanted a pregnancy test back in the 40s and the 50s. You had to go to your doctor to get a test. They didn't even have a home test kit. Like, you could go now into any corner drugstore and grab a pregnancy test kit and use it right there because they thought, oh, people don't understand how to look at results. So we can't have that. The woman has to be in the office.
Well, now it's just a plus or a minus.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
But you don't have to be sitting in front of your doctor when the doctor, quote, breaks the news to you that so you can be psychologically counseled or something. I mean, you know, today it's, no, that's what I'm saying. Meaning the doctor thought you always had to be in front of them for every single test result. And something like cholesterol nowadays or even other ones, they're telling you, you can grab a test and if it's in range, great. And if it's out of range, come see me.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. That's my whole point. And many doctors are like that today. And I think it's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction. So. I mean, we need to take more control of our health. And that's what we're about, certainly at the store. That's what the show is about. Try and inform people about health conditions and different things that they can do for prevention. And that's a big thing. And that's why I'm trying to educate more about the cholesterol and what you really should be looking for between the HDL and the LDL. And
as we covered in the first half.
We covered
of the show,
in the first half about the LDL and about it oxidizing and those small dense particles and how you should get a test that now measures the particle sizes. There's no excuse for that.
Not just the one number.
Right.
You know, people say, oh, my cholesterol's fine when they know only one number of it. Because you could still
be perfectly normal and have a high risk factor. So you've got to know that. And so how do people get more of these small dense lipoproteins?
The bad ones.
You know, it's kind of, okay, I'm telling you, you want to have less of those and you want to have more of the large buoyant LDL and you want to have a higher number of the HDL. Well, how do you get in that fix to begin with?
Right.
How does your body produce more of that bad?
And again, HDL is good. Keep your highs high. LDL is bad. Keep your lows low.
And one of the big factors is, people don't like to hear it, but it's diet. And actually, more specifically, your carbohydrates in the form of your sugars, your breads, your pasta, cakes, cookies, all of those things will increase triglyceride level, which then increases the production of what's called VLDL, very low density lipoprotein. Okay. So you've got an increase of cholesterol from the food you're eating. You get an increase of this VLDL, which then turns into LDL. So VLDL is there to carry triglycerides around. Okay. But then it turns into LDL, and especially the small dense lipoprotein. So it can certainly lead back down through that chain to exactly what you're putting in your mouth. So unfortunately, and you know, for years we were told that to go on a low fat diet and a high carbohydrate diet for heart disease.
Which is now
they're
the wrong
seeing
thing.
That was actually bad advice. And they're seeing that fat, even saturated fat, does not play a role in the cholesterol levels that they once thought it did. You know, there's other things with eating too much saturated fat. You know, it could cause inflammation in your body overall. But to eat eggs or to have a piece of red meat once in a while is not going to skyrocket your cholesterol. And even eating eggs, people still avoid eggs because the yolk is high in cholesterol. You know why it's high in cholesterol? Because it was building a chicken. And you've got to have cholesterol for everything the body is building, even chicken. So it's a major high source of cholesterol, yes. But it's not going to raise the cholesterol levels in your body a huge amount. So you can have eggs every day. I have eggs every day, every day.
Again, and I know most likely your artery walls, you're not a smoker, you don't have high blood pressure. Again,
right.
Going back to the concept of why is high cholesterol sometimes bad for you?
You've got those other risk factors too. If you are a smoker, that LDL is going to oxidize like that. So,
and you're also dealing with scarring of the artery walls, where a lot of this cholesterol will build up, and you'll get plaquing, and there is that issue again. But hey, stop smoking. Hey, work on lowering your blood pressure, as opposed to just saying I'm going to keep smoking. I'm going to not pay attention to my blood pressure. I'm going to have scarred artery walls, and instead I'm going to work on lowering my cholesterol.
Right, and just go get on a statin.
I was
going to
say, as opposed to your diet, you know, just taking a statin. There are ways to do it that are healthy, and there are ways to do it that are quick fixes, but ultimately things like diet, exercise, and not smoking are the key factors, and you hear it all the time. It's just very hard to do it. It's easier to take a pill. It's easier to take a statin.
And that's the one thing that people, when they do come in and I'm talking to them about something like this, and I do mention that diet and, you know, these sugary carbohydrates, just sugar itself and all of these grain type carbohydrates, there's just more and more evidence that they're just harmful to your health. And they just cause so many problems between diabetes, you know, that is a big issue, between obesity, heart disease, high cholesterol, all of those numbers. That type of food can certainly increase the risk for all of those.
Now, there is a place for statins. I just want to say, when people are in certain emergency conditions where your cholesterol is very bad and you've got other health issues and you need to bring things down quickly, I know integrative medical doctors who will try to avoid the statins when they can and recommend other things. However, these same integrative medical doctors, when they see a condition that is considered significant enough to require a statin, then it is there. So there is a time and a place for these things. We just want to, you know.
Sure, there is.
Don't go overboard and run to that right away. Also look into other options, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about, looking at the other options, looking at prevention. So certainly good to get your numbers checked. That's very important. Make sure you get that profile that looks at the particle sizes and not just your total and HDL and LDL. So you want to make sure that happens.
Yeah, then again, good things to look at are things like the fish oils, the red yeast rice, the garlic, the antioxidants.
Right, and we're going to cover some of that in the next break. I wanted to mention niacin right off the bat, because niacin is very good. And a lot of people will know about taking niacin when they have these issues. And a lot of integrative medical doctors will suggest niacin. And niacin tends to raise the HDL, what we consider your good cholesterol, call it the good, those good lipoproteins, and lower the LDL production. And they're showing that actually 1.5 to 2 grams of niacin can raise HDL 15 to 40%. So 1.5 to 2 grams a day is what you would need to take to make that change in the HDL level. To make a change in the LDL level, to really lower that LDL and lower those really dense LDL, you need about 3 to 4.5 grams a day of niacin. So it can be a bigger portion than maybe what people are taking. I mean, they may only be taking a 500 milligram and wondering why niacin is not working for them. Niacin is wonderful for this.
And I do want to say, though, if you're already on a statin, speak to your physician before you start adding
these natural products.
Because you can start tweaking numbers well out of their ranges, thinking you're helping yourself by adding something. Talk to your physician first.
Yeah, and because you'll want to get that continually checked, and that's another way you can do it, is just continually get these tests to make sure that you don't get out of range.
And you know, Brenda B., we did not give out that phone number for the free fish oil.
Hang on. Let me give it real quick.
Well, give them enough time to write it down.
Get your pen.
There you go.
Okay, the number for the free fish oil, from Renew Life Fish Oil, is 727-754-2900.
Again, that's 727-754-2900. You call in. It goes to the back line. You don't have to be on the air. And first two callers will win the Renew Life Fish Oil.
And again, we're Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. We'd love to see you at the store. Please come by. We have some great items, great specials every single month. I hope you win.
And we have more information coming up about cholesterol. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.